Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. Coming up, our regular Friday features, straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spies, You Big Dummy, Fly Jams Friday. And we are going to play some audio. It's one of those deals that I love in movies where one of the characters actually says the title of the movie. It's one of my favorite movie cliches, and we've got some audio of that, and then we're going to talk about those movies and that cliche coming up on the show as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk, text, and your Fly Jam requests for later on. And you can also follow us on Facebook, at Nick D. Show on Twitter as well. All right. Our guest right now is Eric Mittenthal. He is the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. I don't know if you know this, but tomorrow begins National Hot Dog Month. I love it. The month of my birth is National Hot Dog Month. And we're going to talk all things hot dog, including all kinds of there's a joke contest. There's all kinds of great stuff happening and many, many things to do to celebrate the world of hot dogs. We welcome back to the show, Eric Mittenthal. Eric, welcome back, man.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us about the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
Yeah, we've been around since 1994. Actually, we started in Chicago many years ago, and of course, that's a natural fit. But
sure.
We're in Washington, D.C. now, and we are the official leader of hot dog and sausage celebration. So National Hot Dog Month is our creation many years ago, and we celebrate National Hot Dog Day on July 19th. And then we also serve to bust myths and misinformation about hot dogs. Plenty of myths out there about hot dogs, and so we want people to know what they are and how they're made and all that fun stuff.
Now, how long have you been a part of it?
I've been with them for a little more than 5 years now.
All right. And how did you get involved, Eric?
Well, you know, I love meat, and we're associated with the North American Meat Institute, and love hot dogs as well. And so it was one of those great opportunities to talk about meat and talk about hot dogs, and how can you turn that up to be paid to do that?
That's good. Yeah. It sounds like a dream job to me, I got it, quite frankly. You mentioned hot dog myths. What are a couple of the common ones that you would like to mention?
Well, the most common one that we get asked about is how hot dogs are made. People have lots of crazy ideas about how a hot dog is made and what goes in them. And it's really much simpler than many people think. It's pieces of meat that are cut away from your steaks or roasts, whether it be pork or beef. And then those are ground up really finely. They're mixed with some different spices and a curing agent typically. They're stuffed into a casing, and then they're cooked. And that's how a hot dog's made. It's not any more complicated than that.
Mm, okay. And there are different kinds of hot dogs, and you guys actually did do a poll on, because you got the hot dogs with the natural casing. You actually did do a poll on what Americans, what their hot dog preferences are. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we wanted to know, what is kind of the hot dog type that most people enjoy? And far and away, beef hot dogs are the most popular. 61% of Americans say that they like beef hot dogs. Pork hot dogs were number two, with turkey hot dogs is number three. And it's not overly surprising that people really enjoy beef hot dogs. Typically, we've seen a little bit more regional variety, or in the South, people are more inclined to like pork, but this time around, it was beef. No matter where you were in the country, people enjoyed beef hot dogs. And then we also asked, what kind of casing do you like? So there's the natural casing where you get the snap with it, or you have your skinless hot dogs where the casing is removed after it's cooked. And natural casing hot dogs were the most popular ones there. Once again, not a huge surprise, but interesting that people like their snap.
Yeah, that's what we go for here in Chicago, obviously. We have the fantastic Vienna beef here, and they make amazing hot dogs here. And hot dogs are served differently in different parts of the country. As you know, the Chicago style hot dog here, Eric, is pretty classic. And of course, me being from Chicago, lived here my whole life, that's the best way a hot dog is served. What are some of the other ways?
Well, there are lots of different ways. New York, they have your hot dog, you're going to get some onions in red sauce with with mustard on there, sauerkraut sometimes. In the South, you're more inclined to get a chili dog or a slaw dog. Out West, they're having spicier hot dogs. The Sonoran dog is popular, where you're wrapping it in bacon and topping it with beans and mayonnaise even, and jalapenos and things like that. So it really does vary quite a bit depending on where you are in the country. And that's one of the great things about hot dogs is that because there's so much regional variety, no matter where you go, you can eat the hot dog that's just a little bit different, and they're always delicious.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the research that you guys did about who people would like to eat hot dogs with. I found this to be pretty fantastic, Eric, the results here.
Yeah, so we wanted to know, who would you most like to share a hot dog with? Celebrity, living or deceased, we asked about some different celebrities, some hot dog luminaries from history, athletes, all with a tie of some sort to hot dogs. And the person that people were most interested in sharing a hot dog with is Betty White, 95 years old. And she enjoys hot dogs on her TV shows. Has said that that's kind of her standard TV show lunch when she's filming, is having a hot dog. And so, I don't blame people. I would love to share a hot dog with Betty White as well.
Yeah.
And second place was Oscar Mayer and Babe Ruth tied. So you have a hot dog magnate, one of the originators of the great American hot dog, and then Babe Ruth, who was not just a great baseball player, but a very well-known hot dog connoisseur who was known to eat hot dogs between doubleheaders. So a guy who loved his hot dogs, and he would be another fun one to share a hot dog with.
I really love the fact that the majority of people would want to eat a hot dog with Betty White. I just think that's fantastic. I really do.
She would be fun to, she's a funny woman. She would be fun to hang out with, and hot dogs are a fun food. So it's not surprising, and I'm sure she would be a great one to share with.
Now, you know, Oscar Mayer obviously is mentioned here. Another Chicago-based company, Oscar Mayer. Have you heard about, now everybody knows about the Wienermobile, but have you heard about I'm sure you have, the Wiener drone?
We did hear about the Wiener drone, yeah. And making dreams come true around the country, dropping hot dogs from the sky. It doesn't get much better than that.
I saw the picture of it, I saw a video of it flying around and dropping hot and having hot dogs drop from it. And I thought it was fantastic. That goes along with the whole Wiener, all of the Wiener mobiles that they have, different types of Wiener vehicles. But yeah,
they have a variety. They have the Wiener Rover, and I think maybe a Wiener ATV. I think they're debuting a Wiener bike as well, and then the classic Wiener mobiles too. So yeah, lots of different ways to get Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
That's exactly right. All right, now tell us about the joke, the sending in a joke and winning hot dogs contest. And the winner is going to be announced on National Hot Dog Day again, which is July 19th. How can people enter this and get some jokes going?
That's right. So we like to laugh at the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Hot dogs are a fun food. And so we want people to send us their best hot dog jokes. Tasteful, of course, please. I know we stayed a little bit there with that one. But we've already received a few, and they're all tasteful. And usually when we do these contests, people do keep it tasteful, which we really appreciate. So, but we love good jokes. And so if you have a good hot dog joke, send it to us at contest@hot-dog.org. And we're going to give you hot dogs for the best joke. So we'll give away a $250 gift card for your favorite hot dogs. And then second and third place will win prizes as well. We let people on our Facebook page vote for their favorites. So hopefully we'll get a lot of really great ones and be able to get some good laughs from them.
Now, you guys are on Facebook, and the website is hot-dog.org to enter this contest and send in a joke. Your deadline is Wednesday, July 12th. So you got a couple weeks. Just a little bit
give people some time. If you want to come up with a joke of your own, think it through and send it to us. And then, yeah, National Hot Dog Day is July 19th this year. So that's a big day for us that we celebrate, and we'll be announcing our top jokes. And so we'll have a good laugh on that day as well.
And National Hot Dog Day, there is a little bit of confusion because some people, because of certain mix-ups in the past, some people think it's on the 23rd of July, but in fact it is the 19th. How did that happen?
Well, we originated National Hot Dog Day many years ago, and it's actually associated with our annual hot dog lunch on Capitol Hill. So we have a big event every year in Washington, D.C., where we invite people to come enjoy various hot dogs and also invite ball players to come sign autographs. So this year we have Jim Palmer, Hall of Famer, and a couple other folks coming to sign autographs for us. And so it changes from year to year depending on the congressional schedule. And 1 year it fell on the 23rd. And that's the year it really kind of became nationwide, nationally known, and kind of stuck as the 23rd in a lot of people's minds. But it's July 19th. We will be celebrating on July 19th. We ask other people to do so as well. July is National Hot Dog Month, so every day is National Hot Dog Day. If you celebrate a different day, there's no problem with that, but I think nationally we'll be celebrating on the 19th.
I love the fact that that in D.C. that you guys actually have an annual hot dog lunch on Capitol Hill, and it's an incredibly popular event. How many people and how many lawmakers and politicians are going to be there?
We usually get about 1,500 people to the lunch. It's invitation only because we only have so many hot dogs there. But we usually get a decent number of folks from Congress coming, certainly a lot of the people who work in our offices as well. And it is, because it's invitation only, it is in very high demand. I mean, it's hot dogs too, so of course it's in high demand. But we get complaints every year from people who may be not invited. And so it's already started. We sent out our invitation this week, already getting emails from people saying, why wasn't I invited this year? And it's folks that we work with on the Hill. So, you know, if we haven't worked with you, maybe you won't get an invitation. But it's a fun event and certainly in high demand in D.C.
Now, I'm assuming some of the invitations are to newbies, considering we have a new administration.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be a lot of new folks this year coming to it. And every time there's congressional turnover, we have a lot of new folks. So
yeah,
it's one of those events that even if you're new, though, you've heard about. Everybody in town in Washington, D.C. knows about the hot dog lunch and looks forward to it every year.
It's fantastic. It's on July 19th, National Hot Dog Day, and it is the annual hot dog lunch on Capitol Hill. Over 1,500 lawmakers and such will be there to consume hot dogs. All right, more to talk about here. Eric, hang on, okay?
Will do.
All right, Eric Mittenthal is here, president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Tomorrow begins National Hot Dog Month. I think every day someone should do something to celebrate the lovely hot dog. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Major League Baseball fans and how much they consume. And also the eternal question that I believe we talked about the last time Eric was with us, is hot dog a sandwich or is it not? These are pressing issues. So we'll take a break and we'll come back and talk more right after this on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Towers, and we are here until 5 a.m. It's Friday, Fly Jams Friday, coming up. Tomorrow, July 1st, begins National Hot Dog Month, and with us to celebrate that and talk about hot dogs is Eric Mittenthal, who is the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Their website is hot-dog.org. That's hot-dog.org. And again, you can enter a contest with the tasteful hot dog jokes. If you want to enter your jokes, go to the website and enter them. They're also on Facebook. You have the possibility of winning a bunch of hot dog stuff, like $250 worth of hot dog stuff. And there's prizes for second and third place, too. So get your hot dog jokes going. Keep them clean. Let's welcome Eric back to the show. Hi, Eric.
Hi there.
Hey, let's talk about Major League Baseball and their fans. And they are predicted to eat about 19 million hot dogs this season.
That is correct. Yeah, we do an annual survey asking teams how many hot dogs they're going to be selling during the year. And this year it's 19 million around Major League Baseball. And the Los Angeles Dodgers, year after year, are hot dog champions. They're going to be selling about 2.5 million hot dogs during the course of the season. And the Dodger dog is a foot long, so that's a lot of hot dog for folks. But they're irresistible there in L.A.
Yeah, the Dodger dog is great. I've had the Dodger dog in the past, and they're really great. I'm not surprised that they're the leader. I'm a little surprised that we came in fourth, that the Cubs, a million anticipated hot dog sales, in fourth. I'm a little disappointed we weren't a little bit higher.
Yeah, you know, the Cubs are kind of up and down depending on how the team is. Certainly winning the World Series last year, they're definitely up this year in numbers. One of the things that may be a little bit limiting is that Wrigley isn't as big as some of the other ballparks. so you can only have so many fans in there, and that limits hot dog sales a little bit. But hot dogs and sausages there at Wrigley are very popular.
Yeah.
That's certainly no surprise.
Now, in your in the world of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, you guys aware of our Chicago's own Doug Sohn?
Yes, very familiar with Doug. He's a great hot sausage purveyor there in Chicago.
Yeah, and he actually he closed down Hot Dogs, which was one of the saddest days in Chicago history, as far as I'm concerned. But he still makes his sausages, and they sell them at Wrigley, and they're incredibly popular at Wrigley.
Yeah, and I know there's a few other local sausages there that they've debuted in recent years. And so the variety you can get at Wrigley is really great, and a treat for fans to be able to taste those local hot dogs and sausages.
Let me ask you, Eric, have you ever encountered Barry Levinson from the National Mustard Museum in Wisconsin?
I have not met him, no. We have posted some of their things before, and I believe they posted some of ours in social media, but we have not met before.
He's a great guy, and the National, the Mustard Museum Day, Mustard Day, is the first weekend in August, and it's great. They basically shut the town down, and they bring up everybody gets hot dogs and everybody eats mustard. It's really a lot of fun. It's a great place.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, so in second place, the Texas Rangers. Talk a little bit about that. That was a surprise.
Yeah, the Rangers have really grown their hot dog sales in recent years. They have a big stadium, which certainly plays a role, but they offer one of the most unique hot dogs in baseball that I think has really gotten fans turned on to the hot dogs there in Texas, the Boomstick. And it's a 2-foot-long hot dog. It's topped with all kinds of fun stuff, chili and cheese and jalapenos. And it's meant for multiple fans. I think down there in Texas, a lot of people just go get it themselves. And they sell a lot of them, and they're up there in hot dog sales.
Cleveland comes in third on the list.
Cleveland has really done a lot of local hot dogs as well, much like they're in Chicago. And of course, they were in the World Series last year as well. So another place where fans are flocking to the ballpark and enjoying some hot dogs.
You mentioned a unique hot dog that they're serving in Texas. What are some of the other unique offerings that the major league stadiums across the country, hot dog related, are sending out?
Yeah, we see a lot of new ones every year. It's always fun to see some of the unique ones. I think the one that stood out to me the most this year was in Toronto. They're serving a hot dog topped with butter chicken, Indian style butter chicken, and some other toppings as well. And that's one I had never heard of before, going on a hot dog, but they say it's delicious, and I'm sure it is.
What's your favorite way a hot dog is served? Obviously we were just talking about the regional ways that hot dogs are served around the country and different kinds of. Do you have a personal favorite?
If I'm at a ball game, I'll just get mustard and onions. I don't need it to be too complicated. I like to try the local ones that when they do some of these interesting concoctions, those are always a blast to try, but I tend to keep it simple. Otherwise, I love a chili dog, too. I'm from the South, and so put some chili, mustard, and onions on there. That is a perfect hot dog to me.
Yeah, I'm a, like you, Eric, when I'm at the ball games or something, I'll just have – it's mustard and onions mostly, and that's about it to keep it simple. But I love the Chicago-style dog, obviously. And I know that some places around the country do put ketchup on their hot dogs, but obviously you know that that's really, really frowned upon in this city.
Yeah, we say no ketchup on hot dogs over the age of 18. I know in Chicago, folks will say that's even going too far, that any age you should never put ketchup on a hot dog. We try to be a little lenient about it, but yeah, ketchup on a hot dog, definitely a no-go.
It's, I say six. I give you till six. If you're still putting ketchup on a hot dog after the age of six, you should immediately be thrown in jail. That's how I feel about it.
That's kind of you for the 1 to 5 year olds.
All right. We talked about this the last time you were on, the eternal debate, and is it still continuing? Is hot dog a sandwich or is hot dog not a sandwich? And most people don't think it's a sandwich, correct?
Correct, yes. This is the question that we have been asked most often. I literally get a phone call or email asking that question every single day for the last 2 years. It is a true social media phenomenon, and it has kept going on and on and on. People keep asking the question, and it's a fun debate. We say, no, a hot dog is not a sandwich. A hot dog is its own special category. It's it's so much more than just a sandwich. So a hot dog is a hot dog.
Yeah, I agree with you, Eric. And it's so all over the place, obviously, on social media. It's been this argument that's a lot of fun to have. It was even featured on The Tonight Show a couple of weeks ago as a game that that Dwayne Johnson and Jimmy Fallon were playing. One of the questions was, is a hot dog a sandwich? And their answer was no.
That's good. I missed that. I don't know how I missed that on The Tonight Show. But, yeah, they're right. It's not a sandwich.
Yeah, if you want to look it up, it's on you can find it on YouTube. The whole segment, it's this game with The Rock and Jimmy Fallon. And it's like Truth or Dare or Truth or Lie, whether it's a truth or a lie. So you might want to check it out because it's pretty funny. So, listen, lots of fun having you on, Eric. Have a happy hot dog, National Hot Dog Month, and enjoy yourself on the 19th. And we will continue to talk about Hot Dog Month throughout July.
Yeah, that sounds great. And one other quick plug for in Chicago, the Chicago Hot Dog Fest is coming up August 11th through 13th, and we'll be there celebrating hot dogs there as well. It's a great event, serving up tons of different hot dogs from around the city, put on by the Chicago History Museum. So another great chance for people in Chicago to enjoy some hot dogs August 11th through 13th. So we're looking forward to being up there for that.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. And that's really fantastic because that's a week after the Mustard Museum event. So it's like two weekends in a row you can enjoy hot dogs in Wisconsin one weekend and then the next weekend here in Chicago. That's great, man.
One of these years we'll combine the two.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Eric, a real pleasure, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Eric Mittenthal, who is the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Check out their website at hot-dog.org, hot-dog.org. Get a clean hot dog joke in there, and you could win some prizes. And starting tomorrow, we will all enjoy National Hot Dog Month. All right, we're going to take a break right here on 720 WGN.